Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the 7:30 a.m. news. In the headlines, a documentary titled Paul Biya, The Man with an Extraordinary Destiny, will be projected today in Douala Littoral Region. Out of Cameroon, millions of residents in northern Nigeria are observing a 24-hour curfew amid an ongoing nationwide protest against the high cost of living. In sports, athletes with intellectual impairments will today compete in four disciplines at the finals of the Cup of Cameroon on the campus of the University of Yaoundé Toussoua in different categories to crown their sports season. Now the news in details. A film titled Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny, will be projected in Douala today. Produced by the Ministry of Arts and Culture, the film showcases the achievements of the head of state since his ascension to power 48 years ago. Our reporter, Pontianus Lawong, visited the Douala Biseke ceremonial grounds, scheduled to host the event, and fired in this report.
Technicians at the Douala Biseke ceremonial ground setting up the stage for the projection of a 90-minute film titled Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny. They are being supervised by officials of the Ministry of Arts and Culture.
I am Charlotte Melanie Esangi Eteki. We have a car podium which prepared a spectacle, moving very well.
I'm Madame Wange. We have to put a very big screen and we will have loudspeakers, various angles. People have to understand well.
Produced by the Ministry of Arts and Culture, the film highlights the achievements of President Paul Biya on the national and international scenes since accession to power in 1982. After projection events in Yaoundé and Betua, it is the turn of Douala this Saturday, August 3. The Vuri Divisional Delegate for Arts and Culture, Isaac Kwa, says the projection ceremony that kicks off at 1 p.m. will be spiced by traditional dances and music from the littoral region.
We took one artist from each of the region that composed the littoral that will present any specific type of culture, that is for Mungo, Sanaga, Kam, and the Vuri in Douala. For example, you have one of the biggest in Douala, Bendeka.
Organized by the Littoral Regional Council, entry is free of charge. Some 3,000 persons are expected to show up for the projection. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
From Douala to the Northwest Region, where officials of the Northwest Regional Branch of ILECAM have announced a remarkable uptick in electoral registrations, with over 23,000 new potential electors now on the rolls. The regional boss of ILECAM, Bowo Elvis, has commended his team's dedication, particularly in the face of ongoing security challenges in the area. He expressed optimism about achieving their goal of registering 27,000 new electors by August 31, 2024. Olatetanki reports.
According to the Northwest Regional Boss of ELECAM, Mbowo Elvis, less than 1 month to the close of the electoral registration process, the region can take pride in its achievements. He emphasized that many young individuals have demonstrated an awareness of the importance of being registered and participating in their civic duty.
So far, the region have registered 23,873 new electors, recording a percentage of 88.4%. In absolute terms, 19,172 are youth, while the adults are 4,685.
Despite the acknowledged security challenges, the Northwest Regional Boss of ELECAM has stated that strategies have been implemented to increase the number of registered voters.
Work in close collaboration with the Defense and Security Forces, Administration, the media, and the civil society to ensure that by August 31st, the region should hit its target of 27,000 new electors.
The Northwest Delegate of ELECAM, Mbowo Elvis, has urged eligible voters who have not yet registered to do so, emphasizing that registration is the essential means by which they can make their voices heard and influence decision-making in their communities. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we talk health now. Nursing mothers in the West Region are upholding the practice of breastfeeding as recommended by medical experts. Health personnel have advised that women breastfeed their children from birth to 2 years to ensure healthy growth, which they say will help minimize medical conditions. In the report that follows, Siobhan Boguma, on the occasion of the Breastfeeding Week to run till the 7th of August 2024, spoke to some women and health experts to gain more insight into the pros and cons of breastfeeding. Her report.
Suckling a newborn exclusively on breast milk is seemingly becoming impossible in some parts of Cameroon. While some mothers are still upholding the practice, others say their work schedule does not permit them.
They gave me just 6 weeks to return to work after I had my baby. So I had to introduce them to formula from day one.
My children take breast milk to 1 year, 2 months.
Some mothers further state that other food sources are costly compared to the natural breast milk.
Imagine a struggling parent buying artificial milk, a carton for 4 or 5, after every maybe 4 or 5 days. It's going to be very expensive.
Dr. Kum Jerry, a public health expert, says breast milk has many benefits and recommends that newborns be nursed at the breast exclusively for at least 6 months before introducing them to other food sources.
In breast milk, we have antibodies that will increase the immune system of the child in the fight against diseases. Breast milk is naturally sterile and void of many diseases.
However, he notes that some medical conditions can lead to the decision for a nursing mother not to breastfeed her baby.
There are some medical conditions that can cause a woman not to breastfeed, but they are not obligatory. For example, women with HIV infection, hepatitis B, we ask them not to breastfeed. Nevertheless, WHO recommends that these women should breastfeed their children for the first 6 months.
Feeding a baby at the breast is equivalent to ensuring the health of the baby. Siobhan Boguma, Bafusam.
In foreign news, millions of residents in northern Nigeria have been placed under 24-hour curfew amid nationwide protest against the high cost of living. Governments in the states of Kano, Jigawa, Yobe and Katsina have ordered locals not to leave their homes, preventing them from participating in the protest. The authorities say the curfew is necessary because hoodlums have hijacked the protest in order to loot and vandalize properties. There is a heavy security presence around the country with 9 more days to go, according to protest organizers. In sports, over 100 Sambo athletes from across the country are expected to converge on Yaoundé today for the 2024 edition of the Cup of Cameroon in the men and women categories. Athletes who are classified under the various age categories for the seniors and masters will compete in Sambo sports and combat Sambo. The fights will begin at 9 a.m. at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé, with the finals scheduled for 4 p.m. Speaking to Ben Collins, New Berrywa, the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Maître François Mbassi, says there are innovations this year. Take a listen.
It is a great occasion for us to organize this final. We started preparing this event 2 months ago. Saturday will be a very great moment for our federation. I call all the sport lovers to come and see beautiful fight. All the Sambo athletes from the region will be there to demonstrate a very beautiful fight. Cameroon went to the African game and won several medals. Cameroon went to the African championship, won several medals, and will go to the world championship in Kazakhstan. Thanks to the government for always supporting us. In the world champion, we are going to defend our title. We have Jimo Lucedo and Nana Maxwell, who are the world champion in their category. It is very important for us to prepare ourselves in order to defend this title.
In more sports news, the Cup of Cameroon final of the Sports Federation of Intellectually Impaired People will take place today on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 in Swa. Harrison Ashutiko has more in this report.
The intellectually impaired athletes will compete in the 100 and 400 meters races, long jump, and shot put in the men and women categories on the campus of the University of Yaoundé 2 in Soa.
Il s'agit pour nous de faire une évaluation du niveau de performance.
The Secretary General of the Federation of Intellectually Impaired People, Gel Sadrak, says the exercise will allow them to evaluate the season.
C'est aussi l'occasion de récompenser les meilleurs athlètes. Vous avez parlé des spécifiques.
He adds that it will also give them the opportunity to celebrate the athletes who have been outstanding throughout the season. The best two athletes in each of the four disciplines involved in the final will be awarded medals.
Harrison Ashutiko bringing us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.